And he just could not believe how the late Chris Cornell wrote the song Black Hole Sun so fast. It was on Super Unknown, 1994. And not only was it really fast, written-wise, but it sounded like he wrote it on guitar, which was very odd since Kim is the guitarist. Here's what he had to say.
There are guitar parts on that that sounded like they would have been written on piano. They're not, but it sounded that way, like the opening arpeggiated part. I thought, wow, you wrote that quickly? Hiro Yamamoto, our founding bass player, walked into the studio to kind of say hi, and he heard that demo, and he starts smiling. He goes, that's your hit.
That's your hit. The Rolling Stones, they're kind of chilling like everybody else is. Can't go on tour. They want to go on tour because Mick Jagger says he can't imagine doing anything else. Because the question comes up, is this tour going to be your last? He says, Stones is a habit. I mean, that's what we do. And there's that thing between us. Like, who's going to be the first one to get off the bus? To be kicked off or drop off, right? So it's like that. The first one probably to get off the bus will be Charlie Watts. Here he is.
I've always said, if it stopped tomorrow, it wouldn't bother me particularly. And that would be fine with me because I've had a good ride so far.
Keith just wants to see how far they can go.
Nobody ever expected anything like this. I mean, especially in those days, a band, they was lucky to live 2 or 3 years. And you hoped for a good time, and that was that, you know.
The Stones are going to mark their 60th anniversary in 2022.